Almost feel like there's nothing else to say after that. The beautiful words of that hymn just sum up everything of God's holy presence in our midst. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word to us this morning. And we're going to reflect on it for a little while, and we pray that as we do, you will just open us up to all that you wish to have us hear this morning, that we might be touched afresh by your Holy Spirit. We thank you that you're here. We can feel your presence, and we just want to bask in it now. So just open us up this morning in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, it's coming. You can't stop it, you can't slow it down, you can't avoid it, you can't escape it. It's coming, and it will catch you up and engulf you, and there's nothing you can do about it. And I'm not talking about Christmas. I'm talking about the love of God. The presence of God, the reign or the kingdom of God. Advent Sunday is about the start of the season when we get ready, prepare ourselves once again to look and see what God is doing in our world and in our lives. We're looking forward to celebrating the birth of Christ, but we're also looking forward to the day when the Lord will return and everything will be made new. This time of Advent is about shifting our attention away from ourselves, from our human activity, and looking out for what God is doing and will do. And all we have to do is simply accept that God is coming. And there's nothing required of us other than to accept him. I heard once a story a minister told to a congregation about a wee boy who got lost in the woods near his home. As it began to grow darker and darker and the temperature fell, his parents were going wild with worry and searching frantically for him. And then the boy's father spotted the little one, huddled under a bush, wrapped up tightly, almost asleep. And as the father lifted the wee boy up, the boy opened his eyes and said, "Oh, Daddy, at last I found you. At last I found you." At this season of Advent, we think about the God who has found us. Not that we found him, but that he came looking for us and he found us. And he calls us his own. We hear in Isaiah of a time when God's land, God's mountain will be the highest and the greatest in all the world. When all people will be found by God. When there will be an absolute peace. When swords will be hammered into plowshares. And this was a wonderful promise for the people of God, because at that time the kingdom of Israel had been split in two, and both the kingdom of Israel in the north and the kingdom of Judah in the south were facing threats from neighboring kingdoms. War for these people was a fact of life, and the people must have been longing for the peace to come. And they must have been so encouraged by Isaiah's words to them of this time coming when there would be no more war, when all people would know that they belong to the God who loved them, and there would be no more people killing one another. And how we long for that time to come in our time scale. It seems to me that day by day by day there is more and more war, more and more threats of war, more and more terrorist activity. And all we are longing for is that peace that Isaiah spoke of. And so we are longing for the time when Jesus will return and all things will be new. And there'll be an end to war, and there'll be an end to tears, and there'll be an end to suffering. And that's one of the promises that we hang on to at the beginning of this Advent season. There will be a time when the Lord returns. Our reading in Romans also looked forward to a time of salvation for all, when the day of the Lord will finally come and all will be light. The church in Rome knew they were living in a time of darkness, when God's light had not yet fully dawned. And they are told to be ready to put on the armor of light, to be children of light, to be followers of Christ, even in the midst of all the darkness that surrounds them. And I think, you know, I told you of George Thompson and his journey in this last year, and it seemed to me that every day he clothed himself in the armor of light. He held fast to the word of God and the promises contained in Scripture. And even though he was walking in a dark place, he was journeying in a dark place this past year, he kept putting on every day the armor of light. And he was a light to others who came into his wee room. In his faltering words, he spoke words of Scripture to those who came to visit him. He spoke words of Scripture to staff, whether they had a faith or they didn't have a faith. The words were coming out from his mouth. He was a light in the midst of darkness. In our gospel reading, Jesus warns his followers that they do not know when the end of time will come, but it will come suddenly and unexpectedly. And immediately following this teaching, Jesus tells the parables of the wise and foolish virgins, of the sheep and the goats, stories of being ready for the day when he returns and the judgment that will come at the end of time. Always at the beginning of Advent, I'm tempted to step away from these readings because they can be quite uncomfortable for us to hear. But we shouldn't be afraid of reading these words because they are words that give us hope. Hope in our own lives and hope for the world that we inhabit. The Lord will return, and life as we know it will change forever, and there's nothing we can do about it except to wait for the Lord to return, because he is coming back. The promises of God are true. We were reflecting yesterday down at Brayhead House on the prophecies that surrounded the coming of the Lord into the world, his birth in Bethlehem, and then looking further on to his returning again one time. And there are over 400 prophecies in Scripture about the Lord Jesus Christ. And one after another, after another, after another of these prophecies came true as he was born in the world, as he ministered to his people, as he went to the cross and rose again. And the prophecies are continuing, and they will continue until the time comes when he returns. Sometimes when we look at our lives or the life of the world, we might get disheartened. We might read scripture and think, well, it's just a load of empty promises. Maybe the prophets got it wrong. Maybe we got it wrong. But then we go back to scripture. We go back to our own experience of the Lord in our lives, and we know that even though we are walking in a dark place, that even though we may have our doubts from time to time, we know that we are beloved sons and daughters of God who loves us so much that he sends his Son into the world. I love this season of Advent. It's a time when we can just stop for a while. The rest of the country is going mad, shopping, getting things for Christmas, and they're missing out on this wonderful season of watching and waiting and praying. And it's an active waiting. It's not a passive waiting. It's a time for looking, for searching, for seeking, for prayer. Looking out to see where God is at work in our midst. Both Isaiah and the letter to the Romans challenge us to walk already as people of the light. Advent is here. God is coming. So live as those who are already people of the light. And be ready to celebrate every time you get a glimpse of his miraculous power working day after day after day. And so I urge you this morning to take time in these next few weeks, to take time to be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that God loves you. Be still and know that God loves the whole world. And be bearers of the light. Be bearers of the light of Christ. Put on the armor of light every single day and go out and shine in the world. Go out and shine in this community. There are so many people longing for something. They don't know what it is they're longing for, but there's a space inside them that God wants to fill. And we are the people who have that message to take. So in these weeks, look out for those who need to know the light of Christ. Help them to put on the armor of light, that their lives too might be changed, that they too might know the love of God. And when they come to Christmas this year, be celebrating in a way that they've never done before. So let us pray. Father, we are your people. You have called us, you have chosen us, and you will send us out to draw others to you. So help us in these weeks, these precious weeks of Advent, to focus on you, to listen for you, to wait and to watch, and to share our experiences with those who may be walking in a dark place. We ask this in the name of Jesus, our Lord and our Saviour. Amen.